Inside the Saturday Morning Huddle on Mix 101.7 and Alt Aurelia talk now with co-head coach Chris Reinert as the Warriors pick up a road win last night. As you were telling me beforehand, coach, a little more interesting than you would have liked it to be, but a 21-14 overtime win over Galen. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yes, it was. It was a great effort by our kids once again. Close game. We knew it probably would be going over to Galen. A winless team, hungry for their last win, and you know, looking at our record, being a one-win team, we knew they would be ready to play.
Well, let's build up to the dramatic portion of the game, starting with the first half recap and how that unfolded.
Yeah, we got on the scoreboard first with a 12-yard touchdown run out of Nathan Pearson. Joel Espinoza came in and put the PAT in, so we were up 7-0, and actually would remain 7-0 through the first half.
And then second half?
We had a fourth and six, and ran a screen pass to Bryce Radke. Bryce grabbed it and went 23 yards for the score there. Following there, defense went down, got a three and out. Kind of had a play that we thought could do some, maybe go the distance, and we had a missed execution. We were almost there, missed that. We went three and out, punted to them, and the momentum swung big time. They came out and got their passing game going a little bit, completed a couple of long passes, and they put themselves right down in position, scored. They went 14 unanswered points to tie the game, forced to go to overtime.
So 14-14 going to the OT. So you get the ball first then at the 10-yard line, and you score, and then you were saying earlier Lamar's Galen got on the cusp of answering, but you denied him. Tell us all about that.
Yeah, they did. They have a big running back, a freaking kid from Galen, big, about 6'3", probably 240, I'm just estimating. One of the biggest kids, if not the biggest kid on the field, and once he gets rolling, that's what happened kind of in the fourth quarter as well with their passing game. With the passing game getting going, he got rolling. I think he had 80 yards in the fourth quarter alone. But, yeah, they got him rolling again in the overtime. They put the ball down on the one-yard line. It was fourth and one. A couple timeout called by each team, kind of a chess match there, what people were set up in. Mm-hmm. And they did a play-action fake to him. Once again, Bryce Radke, senior leader, came up big. He tips the pass, falls to the ground, and we come out with the win.
So. Nice. What a way to end. So how did you punch it in the end zone to start the overtime then?
Yes. Yeah, we did. We actually one play, and we ran an option play, and Parker Meyer kept the ball and found the end zone. So that was actually a lot easier than what we expected it to be, because Galen did a nice job of taking away our running game in the second half. They made some adjustments, and our kids didn't quite execute the way that we wanted them to, but we did when we needed to at the end there.
Final individual stats, do you have a few of those?
Yeah, nothing stands out, kind of like every other week here, but we did rush for 219 yards, and that was spread out. Parker Meyer had 75 yards rushing, Bryce Radke 48, and a score there. Parker with a score. Nathan Pearson had 37 yards rushing. So once again, we just nothing flashy. Parker was 10 out of 14 passing the ball. He did have one interception. We had a late drive. We actually threatened a couple times later in the game, and on a two-minute drill, we were moving right down the field. Had a ball tipped, and they came up. One of the linebackers came up underneath it. But other than that, yeah, played a real smart game, but only threw for about 70 yards. So just efficient passing when we needed it. Nothing stands out, but the kids did a good job and executed in the crucial moments there. So,
high drama in Lamar's, and Alt Aurelia emerges with their second win of the season, 21-14 in overtime over Galen. And to round out the season, the Warriors will be on their home field in Alta next Friday to take on West Sioux. That has been co-head coach Chris Reinert. Congrats on the win, coach, and we'll talk again one more time this season next week.
All right, thanks again, Ryan.